Good evening. Time is 7 o'clock. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. If we could stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started tonight, we'd like to amend the agenda to add two parts. After the approval of the May minutes, we would add in the open discussion with the standard three-minute discussion from the meeting attendees. And then to add item number two would be to discuss the town hall that's coming up on June the 17th. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make motion to approve.
Oh, sorry.
Items.
Second.
All in favor? Show of hands. Doug?
Show of hands.
You in favor? All right.
Passes. Yes.
Okay. We'll amend the agenda for that. All right. So now we'll go through the approval of the May minutes. Council could take the read through the minutes we've had previously.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor? Show of hands.
Frank.
All right, that passes. All right, now we'll go to the open discussion. Is there anyone in attendance that would or has anything that they'd like to discuss with the council? All right. If not, we will move to the first item on our new business, and that is the Chamber of Commerce magazine ad. Has everyone had the ad that was emailed, forwarded to the council to review, looking at the information that was presented along with what size of the ads?
So my question is, who are we trying to promote to? Is it businesses? Is it people we want to move here? Is it just making a statement, hey, we're out here? What's our goal?
It's supposed to be a community and business guy.
Yes.
So it's a two-part, right, that is demonstrating to businesses that are looking, moving into Barrow, that here are the areas and amenities within here, right? Different places for your employees to live and to play types of parts. So it is, you know, we can work with bringing more businesses to the area, but also as just kind of demonstrating what we do have to offer for residents.
Oh, yeah.
How many do they usually give you?
Several hundred.
Oh, several hundred copies?
They gave nothing?
Correct. Have you contacted them? How come?
I didn't realize it. I got this.
Oh, okay.
Sure, we can reach out to them and get the copies of the magazine.
I guess stuff to make the blue instead of expecting to get discussion.
They do have some staffing changes that are going on there, so we can just send them a reminder during that time.
We definitely want to get some.
So So are we doing a premium or just which one? Are you wanting to just do a full page anywhere? Or are you wanting to do a certain location within it or what?
So Kathy, you could always do a full page color ad.
But not like a premium location. Okay.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we move forward with the ad.
Show of hands, all in favor?
And if we don't get any books,
the book.
Give them the book.
Right. It passes unanimously. Move forward.
I did.
Yeah.
Now, are we going to be using
same?
Same. Ad.
So, do you guys, that's why I showed you copies.
Because this one says last ad, this one's this time.
Not used.
Not used.
Oh, because of this.
The last one. This one. This
one. We got this one here that's different. Oh, the new logo. That's true.
Yeah. Okay, so we can revisit even though we voted to move forward with a full page ad. We can still.
Yeah. You've chosen to do a full page ad.
Yeah. So, as far as the design, then, you'd say add the new logo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
Is there anything else in the description that you'd like to modify?
John, is that the one you like best, other than adding a little bit here and there?
I like the not used one better.
I like the not used one better,
that's
too.
Smart.
I like having the picture of the city hall versus the big, huge sign.
Yeah.
The not used one?
The not used.
The not used.
All right. We can do that. I think we need to vote on which one.
I'll send everybody a copy.
Okay. As we amended the agenda, the next item would be to discuss the town hall coming up on the 17th of June, or even the just discussion portion on that, which we've already agreed that we're going to have that. So, Sally, you'd mentioned it. Is there what specifically?
Who is someone going to kind of lead it? Are we going to make statements, then ask them for comments? Are we going to have food? Are we going to promote a citizen committee, a volunteer group to, somebody kind of needs to be the master of ceremonies, Mr. Mayor.
So my initial thought in this one, because we don't know how many people will be in attendance. We didn't have an RSVP set up. We have sent out notification to every address within the town. Is that posted now on the sign? I've walked by it multiple times as it rolls through. So, was not knowing by not having a head count as to how many people can show up, but more of a forum discussion, open it up to introducing the council, items that we've talked about in previous working sessions, you know, elaborating on where we see the town today, the direction of the town, kind of the bigger picture plan for the direction forward, but also opening up for discussions for all the participants, having time limits set on that so it's not where none of us are just kind of just running the entire part, but having the ability to discuss and converse with the residents.
And in an open setting like this,
in
not like
setting.
One-on-one, but we're all hearing what everyone's saying.
That's correct.
Okay. I just think if we had some sort of an outline of an agenda, it would help us kind of get a flow going and you know, and if there's some specific information we want to get back, and or if they ask, you know, what's coming into the city, what development's coming in, or, you know, who's going to respond to those questions, and, you know, what are our plans, and, you know.
I was intending to be able to respond to any of those questions.
Okay. And then do we want to try to have food out, or?
Yeah, again, you can probably have some food, but not a whole bunch, because you don't even know what's going to happen yet.
True.
I mean, there's no, like you said, there's no RSVP, so.
You could have snacks or something and take it.
The things went out, because I've gotten them at the shop and at the house, so. Now we just got to see how many are going to show up.
I'm trying to invite people. I think we should all try to at least get five households here. Snacks or cookies or something.
Yeah, we can have at least some waters, you know, in the fridge and stuff. I don't know what we would have for snack.
Sure. Yes.
There's no issues with us donating anything that's left over from a snacks perspective, is there?
Chicken fingers or something like that.
Ribs.
Fourth meal.
Kidding. Do we want to, and are we going to set it up just like, like amphitheater style seating or movie? Then
yeah, I want it to be inviting for everybody, so that it's.
Because this doesn't really encourage discussion amongst, you know, the humans sitting out there in our.
We can do kind of a horseshoe shaped setup with it.
Okay.
And we can spread these out a little bit. And we can be facing that one.
I think just a microphone with the speakers, or, you know, having two microphones, one that we can pass in the audience,
mm-hmm.
and one for whoever's speaking.
I would like to get some input from them if they'd like to have some sort of a citizens group. You know, do they want to go back to having festivals? You know, what would they like to see? And, you know, we could, you know, like tell them about the Friends of the Library, or it's my calendar, Friends of the Library, you know.
Do you want, I'm fine if you have a speaking session on this.
Oh, B? I was thinking we.
No, we can definitely discuss that. A citizens group would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we go back to having any kind of a festival, you know, and do they want to have that or not, then, you know, getting the citizens involved is good. You know, like a food truck Friday or something. I don't know, just. Do we want to do something to try to bring people into downtown, or just do the Christmas, you know, just have that be our big event of the year? Or, I don't know what people
want. You mentioned like a food truck Friday is an idea. It's an interesting.
Just, you know, it's just something.
It's hard on the festivals because everybody has them.
I know, there's so
many. So then you got to spread out and figure out, well, when do we want to do it?
Mm-hmm. Or if there's something different.
That's a lot of problem right there. So again, you're going to have to do it before everybody else or after everybody else.
Or in conjunction with Bethlehem UMC. You know, they have different festivals. If we did something the same time.
For a Christmas festival.
Christmas festival. Okay. That's true. That is our thing.
So what I can do with all the ideas you're given here is I can put a draft agenda together to work with, and then we can build on the agenda and have that. I'll have that draft to you by next Monday.
Okay.
So that gives us another week to continue to work on it and refine it.
And it starts at 7?
Yeah, because you don't want it too close to New Year's and being really, really cold and people ain't going to come out.
But the town hall is on the 17th at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Of June? Oh, mm-hmm. Yes, I do have that. Yes, town hall meeting. Sorry, I was thinking town hall workshop. And so our workshop on the 24th is canceled, right? Are we still having that?
Trying to think. With some of the items that have come up, I think we're going to need to have the workshop, the work session.
Okay.
Unless we want to do that.
Prior to the town hall meeting?
Yeah, because there's some other items that are in process that we may need to discuss.
And that's on the 24th.
I know it's asking a lot out of it. They would be 3 weeks in a row that we would be.
I'm actually out of town on the 24th.
Let's, I don't want to probably not have that.
Not have the workshop on the 24th?
Yeah, with the town hall on the 17th.
Well, you're saying we're canceling the 24th.
Just continuing the town hall discussion, is there anything else you'd like to look in the draft agenda? Anything else you think of today? Okay. Well, when I circulate that agenda, we can all just contribute to it, and we'll have that work. And we can get everybody, encourage all the residents to let everybody know. I'd love to see the room completely filled out. With that, I guess, is there any further discussion on the town hall? Are we ready to move to the next item on the agenda?
Did we need it? I mean, do the workshop earlier on the night of the town hall meeting if there's something that needs an agreement or a vote or a sign? Or
I don't have anything specific at this point.
Okay.
That would make a long day, too.
Yeah.
Any further discussion on the town hall? Okay. Move to the next item on the agenda, which is the executive session to discuss real estate and litigation.
I make a motion to adjourn the executive session.
For real estate and litigation?
For
litigation and the other. What was the other?
Real estate.
Real estate.
Okay.
There goes Sally.
Reading. Okay.
We have the paperwork. Bryce, we need to vote on it.
Oh, did we vote to adjourn?
Yeah, because there's.
What about our guests? Did we need?
No, I was going to say we can go in the conference room for the executive session, come back out for regular.
Did y'all have a specific interest or visit, reason to visit, or?
Well,
I guess we'll come back.
We'll come back out. So we need to vote on, is that all in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
So, correct way to. I'd like to. What's the second?
Make a motion to add.
Yeah, for the owner.
Real estate.
Yep.
Adopt the real estate agreement.
Motion to adopt real estate.
Yes.
Okay, so I'd like to ask the council that we make two more amendments to the agenda. Item number three. Would say that one more time on the adjustment. I would like to add item number three to be the real estate agreement that we have. And then item number four would be to adopt the real estate agreements that we have.
Make a motion.
Is there a motion?
Make a motion to, what was the first one?
Real estate. Adopt the real estate.
Adopt the real estate.
Agreement. I'll second.
No, to amend the agenda.
Oh.
To amend the agenda for the real estate agenda.
Yep, and number four would be to adopt it. So this is just for amending the agenda.
Okay.
I'll make a motion we amend the agenda.
Second. All
in favor?
All right.
So now you have that. You can discuss it.
Yep. All right. As the council has copies in front of them available to review, to look at, is the agreement to purchase the property consists of two lots in the downtown Bethlehem area, essentially across from, consists of old White House and the old Fellowship Hall. So, are there any items of discussion for the property to discuss?
Well,
can we go look at it?
We can arrange with an agent to look at it.
The door's probably standing open.
Okay. All right, there's no
question. I just had one question. Is that the CDs that we're using the money, what is the proposed closing date, or is it?
On before July 31st.
Oh, July 31st?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have enough money in the CD account to pay for that?
Right.
Okay.
That was the intent behind the discussions with them, was looking at the...
Okay. After the earnest money's paid?
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Are there any additional questions? We'll move to item number 4, which it would be to adopt the purchase agreement for the property from H2J Investments LLP. Right, that we would enter into an agreement with them for the town of Bethlehem and H2J Investments LLP for a purchase price of $425,000 for the property, with $25,000 of that coming from earnest money. The remainder of the balance would come after.
Is that your motion?
Yes.
Okay, so moved, or what he said.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes, passes unanimously.
Well done.
Nice. And that is all I have on the agenda.
Homeless?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
We did miss the... All of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
No.
Overruled.
You're out.
You're out.
All right. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.